You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, July the 30th. It's the start of the Galway Festival. 7 days of tremendous betting and racing over there in Ireland, in Ballybrit. And we begin the meeting on the softer side due to quite a bit of rain over the weekend. But it is set to dry out during the rest of the week. So it's probably going to be the worst of conditions here tonight. But a perfect covering of grass, yielding on the jumps, flat on the soft. And we've got some good spread of action for you as well. Over hurdles and of course on the flat with the Connacht Hotel handicap for the amateur riders. The highlight, as it always is on day one, over 2 mile 1 furlongs. That comes up at 7:40, but we go straight onto the action with a novice's hurdle of the extended 2 miles at 5:20. And Willie Mullins has got a strong hand here. He sends 3 to post, Cool Colonnade, Easy Game and Shudder Lied. And they all come here off the back of victories last time out. The one that most punters seem to be scenting around here is Easy Game, who was quite impressive when making a winning hurdling stroke trainer debut at Killarney the other day. Didn't beat a great deal, and the time figure wasn't special, but at least the third horse played the parts once since, and quite clearly this horse has happened to a good deal of improvement, and with Ruby Walsh on board, he's likely to be extremely popular. But I quite like the way that Devil's Glen won a first time up over hurdles for the Alan Fleming stable. And I thought it ran about 5-6-1 this morning. He was the each-way alternative and value bet in that opening contest. I like the way he travelled down in Tipperary. And he quickened quite nicely on the running as well when Dennis O'Regan just had to nudge him along in the latter stages to get the better of subsequent winner Gold Seal. Similar to the favourite. You wouldn't say that form was anything extra special, but it's just the manning that he did and the time figure which he did it, which leads me to believe that he's quite a decent prospect in the making. Certainly think he should be good enough to hit the frame at the very least here, Devil's Glen, in the opener.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, the 5:55. Really competitive stuff here. Quite a few horses fancied, but I was really taken by the way that Viking Horde won down in Killarney the other day in the hands of Kevin Brood, of course, keeps the ride here tonight. And Charles Burns, 4-year-old, who snuck in right down at the bottom. He was actually number 46 on the card, because I was counting at the 5-day declaration. So I thought he's never going to get in, but amazingly he's managed to get here right at the foot of the weights, number 20. So that's a touch for a start-off for this gelding by Vale of York. And he clocked a very good time the other day when he won down in Killarney. He was always in command and won in the end by 15 lengths. And our third horse, Ypsilon Indy, I napped him that day off the back of a scintillating win on the figures at Limerick the time before. And he would have won the other night at Wexford had he stood on his feet. So I'm pretty sure that time figure that you've got down in Killarney for Viking Horde is extremely reliable. Now, he's dropping back in trip here, but this is quite a stiff uphill climb from the back of the second last. And given that there's plenty of soft ground floating around here as well, it's going to take some getting up the hill. So his stamina over 2.5 will hopefully come into play, providing he's not too far behind. He just looks as though he's come to hand as well, this 4-year-old, who previously in the past was a little bit of a disappointment. So my nap of the day is Viking Horde in the second race there at Galway.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:25, and probably only a few need talking about here. Mount Tabora quite clearly is going to be a strong choice here if he can handle the conditions. Of course, he's run on fast ground so far. And being by Scat Daddy, this soft ground will certainly test his mettle. He was a good runner up the other day, beyond guaranteed it. The current back in behind was Third World, who also catches the eye here. Of course, Dermot is synonymous with these maidens at Galway, and he shaped as though he would definitely come on for the run. We've also got another horse called Wargrave here, and I thought he was an interesting runner here from this Fozzy Sack stable, kelt by Galileo. Quite clearly wants further than 6 furlongs. And he bumped into Landforce first time up at the Curragh over 6 furlongs back in the middle of May. Now, he's definitely going to appreciate the step-up in trip. He's obviously handled the ground. The fact that he was 13-08 from 9-4 first time up to beat at Landforce and shaped quite encouragingly, I thought he was an interesting contender here. So, with soft ground form already in the bag, a nice draw in stall 5, I thought Wargrave was the each-way alternative to the front end of the market in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 705 again, a very competitive handicap. This time it's for the three-year-olds, and Crispin is the one I like here. No, Timothy Dalstable. Now, he looks as though he's been laid out for this race by Shrewd Connections, because he ran here at this meeting last year when he finished a very creditable fifth and a good maiden from a bad draw. And he managed to win towards the back end of the season at Navan again on soft ground. Needed the run first time at Listowel, but interestingly, Connections took him to Sligo the other day, and Sligo is very similar to this track, i.e. on the collar from the turn from four out, then up the hill, into the home straight, round the bend, and almost a very similar layout. So the fact that they've managed to get a run into him around that kind of track certainly suggests that they've got this race in mind. He's got a mark of 80, which doesn't seem too bad, and he's certainly good enough to lower the colours of Wentwood, who went into that race at Sligo very strongly fancied from the Dermot Wildstable. He's got a good draw for a front runner in stall 6, and at odds around about 5-1 top price this morning. It could be a difficult horse to pass Crispin once he's in full cry, and he's a good each way bet there.
Race 5.
On to the 7:40, and no doubt all eyes here will be on Limini in this very competitive 59,000 euro amateur rider race, which is always a good tradition. And Willie Mullins has got a really good record in the race. And not only does he run Limini, he runs Shellcar, which makes up a very formidable team from the County Carlo handler. Obviously, Limini are for mark of 89. We all know her exploits over hurdles. She's a Grade 1 winner. And the last time we saw her, she ran really well in the champion hurdle behind Apples Jade. Quite clearly, she's fit enough to do herself justice. She'll probably win this and win it comfortably, but Ballybrit's a law into itself. You get off trouble in running and anything could go wrong here, and at 6-4, you haven't really got much wiggle room. Shellcar has been very well backed as well. He was an eye-catcher in the Ascot Stakes behind his stable companion Lagos de Vega. Didn't get the best of runs. Definitely be better on softer ground. And good pilot as well. So front end of the market is dominated by Mullins here, but I've sneaked out a little bit of an each-way alternative at a bigger price. That's Miles to Memphis. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be good enough to beat the Mullins battalions, but he should be there or thereabouts, Miles to Memphis. And I thought 16-20-1 this morning was a big price for a horse that finished fifth, an unlucky fifth in this race last year off the back of two previous wins. He got drawn 20 of 20 right on the wing. He raced without no cover all the way around the outside, and thought he did well to finish as close as he did, given the triple passes he got. He's been in good form over hurdles. He goes really well fresh. I checked his record first time up off the back of a long layoff, and he's only been out the frame once in five times. So, drawn stall 3 tonight with a good pilot on board. I thought Miles to Memphis was the each-way value bet there in the 7:40.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:10, and if anything, this is probably my weakest race of the night, really, from an opinion perspective. There's quite a few ifs and buts and unknown quantities here. Nothing really sort of stacks up. Certainly thought Imrani was a nice winner down in Limerick, and anything that Dermot Wells sends here has got to be respected. Baba Voon comes here off the back of a couple of wins, but has got it over a bad draw to overcome in stall 13. So maybe, just maybe, it might be that Ocean Voyage is a first-time-out winner for Gordon Elliott. Now, this horse has trained Richard Fahey, ran well behind one of George Baker's at Wolverhampton when last seen, Governor's Choice. Has got a victory under its belt on debut at Carlisle as well, which obviously stand it good stead tonight. Not a bad draw, bred to get further by Most Approved. Tentatively, around about 10-1 this morning, top price, I'd go for Ocean Voyage, but not a straight forward race there by any stretch of the imagination.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and the news is here that Royal Rendezvous is very strongly fancied for the Willie Mullins stable, but that has been well found in the market as is always the case with Willie's. 7-4 time of recording. I quite like the top one here, Batsio, ridden by Ambrose Mahan. And this horse has really caught my eye in his last two runs at Punchestown. First time beyond City Island when not knocked about on its first run back for a while, and then managed to chase Emil's called Advantage Point from the Liz Dorstable last time when seen, but once again travelled into that race really strongly from the back of the field. I really do like this horse. I think he's quite a nice type, and Ted Walsh is certainly not afraid to win a big race at a big meeting either. Looks like he's been targeted especially for this. He won't mind the ground. Ran about 7 or 8-1 this morning. Thought Batsio each way was a good angle in there in the final race. Thanks very much, Sam, for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be with you here at William Hill all week, don't worry. Every single race is going to be covered here at the Galway Festival on William Hill. And Tuesday, July the 31st, of course, tomorrow, sees the big BMW mile contest handicap there for the older horses. That's the highlight, so I'll be covering that extensively tomorrow morning, so hopefully you can tune in for that. Until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.